He put solar panels up. And then, sure enough, about 3 years later, I see a contractor over there, and I'm looking at them. They're taking them down. I said, well, maybe the guy's going to put a new roof on or something. But then, they just did away with it. So apparently, they don't like it for whatever reason. You know, maybe there's too much shade over there. You got to watch out for that, too. It did look like a bunch of trees. Or, you know, maybe, like you said, the contractors put it up, and maybe they didn't do a good job of attaching to the roof. Could have leaks. And enough is enough. Just rip it off and, you know, give me a new roof and or fix the roof that's up there. I know I personally would not do it. And yes, every time I walk through Costco, there's a guy in there always trying to sell me a solar job. Thank you.
Yeah, as I said, it seems like there are a lot of scammers in the business, but if you know what you're doing and in a location with enough sunlight, it probably works pretty well.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Very good. I know you follow the Starship mission. It looks like somewhere in the, maybe next week or something, within a week or two, they're going to try another Starship launch out of Boca Raton, not Boca Raton, Boca Chica, Texas. And that'll be their sixth try. And it's going to be very similar to the last one that they did. Not going to go into orbit. The Starship itself will come down vertically as of its landing in the Indian Ocean near Australia, like they did on number 5. But number 6 is also going to be catch the booster, similar to what they did. I will exactly, hopefully the same, you know, the same as what they did. And the only thing really new that they're going to try is relighting the engine in space. You know, on the third try when they launched number 3, they were going to do that, but then they canceled it because the Starship was rolling too much in space. And they didn't want it to ignite the engine. But this time they're going to try it again to see if they can get a reignition of the Raptor engines on Starship. And if they can, they'll be more comfortable next time, because that would give them the capability of deorbiting the Starship. The last thing that NASA wants is a gigantic Starship permanently flying around in space, uncontrolled, for the next, you know, 5 or 6 years, and wondering where it's going to come down. So they need to have the capability of deorbiting something that massive. You know, we'll see. And then if that comes off okay, then I guess on number 7 they'll try for their first orbital mission. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, well, right now, as I understand it, the current license only allows them to do these suborbital missions using the same mission profile. They need permission to do the orbital missions, and I guess that's the precursor to that, is making sure they can relight the engine so they can deorbit. But unless things change unexpectedly, it looks like Musk is going to be able to do whatever the heck he wants to do for the next couple of years, so I don't know if they're going to have too much problem getting a license to do whatever risky thing they want to try. That's just my opinion. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I believe you're 100% right. So the rules are going to go out the window. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It should, you know, as long as nothing bad happens, you know. But, you know, if you drop the rules, drop the regulations, you know, that equals disaster, you know. I was a big fan of OSHA when I was physically working, you know, I was in construction. And in my opinion, OSHA saved the day, saved a lot of lives when I was involved. To do away with that and other regulations is going to be a mistake. Yeah, it's more expensive to get things done, but, you know, safety first. Look at this. I got 7 minutes after 11 already. Wow. All right. Guys, I'm going to turn it back over to Roy. The time is ticked away here. This is WS2N for the Space Night Report. Any last comments before I turn it over to Dr. Roy?
Got one.
Yeah, go, Charlie. I hope it's short.
Okay, the Chinese launched their first rocket November 10th, 1976. Okay? It was 48 years ago to today.
Oh, okay. Anniversary. I knew it was the 70s. But there you go. They've been doing it for quite a while. Now they have a taconauts. They don't call them astronauts. They call them taconauts. In space, you know, every day. But, you know, they got a long way to catch us. I mean, we had six people walking around on the moon. So that's a long way to go to catch us. Six people. 12 people, six landings, six landed missions. So, 11, 12, 13, then a Megan. 14, 15, 16, and 17. They don't have, well, whatever the version of Apollo is, number one. I guess Shenzhou is the spacecraft that they use. They'll probably call it, let's see. It means rabbit in Chinese, but they'll name it after that, I guess, when they do it. But that's going to be somewhere in the 2030s, I would guess, before they get somebody up there. We had it done in 1969. Kennedy wanted to put at least one man on the moon by 69 and return him safely. In 1969, we did four people because Apollo 11 went up in the summer, and then before the end of the year, we had Apollo 12 with Conrad and Bean, Pete Conrad and Alan Bean. Anyway, guys, I'm going to turn it over to for AC2GS. This WS2N. This has been the Space Net Report for the TechNet. We'll be back next week. Back to you, Roy.
AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the Space Net Report. Thank you for all that you do during the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. Our rebels now are done, fellows. I hope you learned a few things. I hope you enjoyed the show. You know, it's not a show, it's a net, and it requires people out there to participate. Nevertheless, as per usual, I will remind you that Dick K2RIW, who we mentioned repeatedly and will keep on mentioning, ended his technical nets with advice to be kind to each other. Good old Epictetus said it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Keep your mind open to new ideas, but not wide enough that your brain might fall out. Anyway, guys, have a great week, and please consider coming back next Sunday at 8 p.m., maybe even with a question or two, or a topic, what have you. And have a great week. Be well, and I will be clear after, of course, I say Slava Ukraine.
Yeah, Roy, if you have a couple of moments, WB2BXO.
Sure, Frank. How are you doing?
Okay, and, don't let me keep you up yesterday. Get ready for work in the morning. I'm curious. I don't know if you did a segment on CBS Sunday Morning that I thought might have caught your attention, or you might want to look up. Of some Israeli researchers claiming that they've using hyperbaric treatments have actually managed to regenerate or to grow new neurons in some patients who had lost movement in limbs, and I forget what the other case was that they were working in. That, that sounded quite startling to me, since that was something presumably that's not really possible, I guess.
No, I haven't heard that. I have to look into it. There is a degree, people kind of were misled that you damage any kind of a nerve cell, it's dead, it's gone. But if you don't destroy the cell body, the axons and such can regenerate as long as you maintain a stable kind of neural sheath around it, so it has a right path to regrow. So whether they took that into account or they didn't take that into account, and they're misinterpreting their hyperbaric treatments, is kind of difficult to say without looking at the paper. But if it works, that's great. I mean, they have tried so many different things with hyperbaric chambers, and they've talked about regenerating the ends of our DNA that gets snipped off every time the cell reproduces. And it's all come to naught in the past, but you never know. So a hyperbaric chamber has been around for a while.
Yeah, I know that. And I know you're always more than a little skeptical of certain Israeli researchers. Anyway.
I heard
you
say
that.
You
set the clock. I did. Okay.
You want me to tell you?
Yes. Okay, sorry about that. Kind of interesting. I'm trying to remember what the other case was. Anyway, it was on CBS Sunday Morning, which you can probably find on demand, okay?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it. I promote the fact that I'm a skeptic, but I'm an optimistic skeptic. But, especially when I was doing the science talks, I doubt that of the, 200, 300, 400 articles I mentioned, the percentage that actually went from research and development to commercial profitability was probably 2.
Well, that's why they call it research and development. And one other thing, I exchanged email with a fella in Kharkiv, if I remember correctly. I think you had mentioned a number, probably maybe a year, 2 years ago, that you still did some business with guys in Western Ukraine. and the guy's apparently looking for remote work in the United States, and if that's something you can help him out with, I can forward you the email tomorrow.
No, unfortunately, I don't kind of have anything that is remote.
Okay, you're just like the first person I could think of who was looking to support folks in Ukraine, so I figured I'd mention it. I gave him a couple of suggestions. I offered to speak with him on Zoom for a little while. He said his English wasn't good enough, but his written English is very good. Either he's using a very good AI translator, or he's just being very modest. I'm not sure which one, but he's like a interesting character and very industrious, especially for considering the situation there.
Well, you know, I mean, most of his countrymen seem to have very similar attitudes. They don't bitch, they don't moan, they don't complain. They just put their head down and go forward. So I wish I could have done something for him, but there's nothing that I know of that's remote.
Yeah, very good. It just kind of came to mind. I figured I'd ask. Anyway, okay. You said, you know, I'm more or less retired, but I know you got a real job to go to, so let you go. 73 WB2BX.
73, Frank. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you down the line. This is AC2GS Clear.
Night.
Thanks, as always, Roy. AC2PL, we're clear.
You're welcome. Did you hear yourself being referred to earlier tonight?
Ever modestly, no. I had my head down, nose to the grindstone, but again, thank you so much for what you do.
You're welcome, Jeff. I'm glad you're hanging out here still.
Every single night that you're on. Thank you so much, and I will be, as always, yours, AC2PL.
Very good. This is AC2GS Clear.